The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
We always say, like, kind of mind your own business when it comes to most things. And especially, you know, trust no one, help no one. But are there exceptions to the rule? That's what this guy wants to know. He said, I was in Home Depot, gathered up a few things, headed to the restroom. As I was going in, a well-dressed man's coming out of the same restroom, dressed in like khakis and a dress shirt, maybe, you know, 50s. I noticed, though, as he was walking away, pulling his cart to the front of the registers, huge piece of toilet paper was hanging out of his backside to the back of his knees.
Ooh. Out of his backside.
Like out of, I guess, the top of his pants.
Oh, the top of his pants. Got it.
So he got a long piece stuck in his crack.
Yeah, stuck to his butthole. And it didn't...
He says, this is a moment I've never faced so far in life. Should I have been the one to let him know? I kept thinking as I entered the restroom, should I have said something? Love you guys. Thanks for the many great laughs and advice.
So we know he didn't.
He didn't. He didn't say anything. If you were going in, would you say something to someone?
I think that's a let nature take its course thing.
Really?
You got to check your own ass, you know? I think Lisa's probably said it before. At some point.
I definitely wouldn't say anything.
Yeah. You got to check your own
ass. You wouldn't do another woman?
No.
No? I'd struggle with that one, you guys. I just, because I know, man, I've had some on my foot before. That's
foot's
embarrassing
one thing,
enough.
Though, like,
hanging out of your butt crack.
If it's on your ass, that means it's stuck to your butt. You stood up and pulled your pants up over top of it.
And
it's
still
hung over. And it hung over, so.
I think the first thing you do is you take a picture of it. And then you go, hey, man, I think you got a little something back there.
The first thing you do is take a picture of it.
Yep. That's what you got to do. Remember it so you can share it on social media for all those digital thumbs ups, all those digital high fives you get from all those people.
I think it sets a scary precedent if we start worrying about other people's buttholes.
Yeah. That's what I mean. You got to mind your own butt.
You have to check your ass.
Check your ass.
check your ass.
Every situation. Before you leave the restroom, you got to do a little in the mirror.
Has any man ever done that? I don't think so.
I do it all the time.
You do? Check my butt all the time.
You do that?
I never do that.
I'm always checking my butt.
Like in the mirror?
Yeah, I look at my butt. You give it one final glance before you...
Now, women do it all the time, I think. I'm pretty sure.
I've never done that in a bathroom.
I will say this. I definitely check to make sure that no toilet paper is stuck to my butt. Because it can happen.
Have you had it happen?
I've had it happen. Not in any place.
No public place.
No, but I definitely have had it happen where I realized, and I think I heard it.
What do you mean?
Well, because it was, you know, half of it is in the...
Oh, still in the toilet?
It's in the toilet. Oh, that's what happened to this guy.
You have a weird wiping ritual. Toilet paper in the toilet and still attached to your butt.
Because you drop it. Like, you wipe and drop, and what happens is it's still stuck to something, or your butt cheeks just grab it, or your butt cheeks grab it.
Well, see, I'm like, I take the paper and I fold, I stand up and take care of business. So I guess that's why
I can't even imagine standing.
Yeah.
I fold it.
You know how much better you can wipe when you fold it instead of just wad it?
He's getting so passionate.
I fold.
I take a clean ass very serious.
I fold as well.
Yeah, I pull like an arm's length.
Yeah.
Especially here.
Yeah, well, it's one ply. Yeah. Or it's like half ply.
Fold until it's like about the size of your palm. Serious ass rituals.
You take care of business, you can fold it again, take care of business, fold it again.
But sometimes I've folded it. I've pulled out. I'm like, ooh, that was too much. But I still do the same thing.
Well, it's a public bathroom. It's too much is never
enough,
too much,
right?
Do you do that at home, too? With your more high quality toilet paper.
Yeah, but it doesn't take a full arm's length.
It doesn't take as much.
It takes like four, maybe five squares, and you're good.
Yeah. John has a comment here. A lot of people have comments about this. Very passionate about ass wiping.
No one talks about it, but it happens.
Hi, John. Good morning.
That dude had to build a bird's nest around his toilet seat. It's a public toilet seat. I do it all the time.
Oh, he might have done that. That might have been what a lot of people are saying.
I guess that could have been.
That's what it was.
He's building a nest.
Yeah. I triple check myself before I leave, you know?
Yeah, John, that's exactly
what it was.
That's what so many people are saying. He built like a nest so he didn't sit on the public
toilet. And it caught in the top of his crack.
When he was putting the pants on, maybe he just pulled it up. You got to be, well, if I was building nests all the time.
His ass definitely caught it. His ass brought it up. Because if it's not attached to anything, it's going to stay down at the seat. Your pants aren't going to magically...
Some kind of moisture on his
lift
cheek.
It.
Yeah, those ones at the airport, too, and the ones we have here, just those little thin paper ones you put down on the toilet seat, they always stick to your...
Yeah.
I had one stuck to my balls once.
Yeah. Exactly, so...
You got to be super careful. Got to pull those things down.
Yeah.
The paper or your balls?
Well, everything. Yeah. Got to pull it all down. Alex is with us. Hey, Alex.
Hey, what's going on?
Not too much, man. What's your comment?
So when I was a kid, I watched someone coming out of the bathroom. I don't know, was that a mire or something? And he had a poop streak on the back of his shirt. And I remember that vividly. And every day since then to my adult life, I do the little turn in the mirror.
The Lisa way.
So, do a little turn in the mirror.
Is anyone else confused as to how he got poop stain on the back of his shirt?
He exploded, dude.
He must have, like, wiped up and, like, didn't have his... His shirt must have been, like, down in the toilet.
That's probably it, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's gross.
I have no idea. That is a fear of mine. I'm like, that is never going to happen.
Just takes one incident.
You see it as a
just
kid.
Just takes one incident, right?
When you see it as a kid, it becomes, like, more shocking to you, and then it really sticks with you.
Yeah, it's had such an impact on his entire life.
His whole life. It's changed his entire bathroom habit for his life.
Because he goes in a bathroom and he thinks to himself... People don't realize what can happen. I've seen it. I know what can happen.
He's got the poopy t-shirt fear.
I've never even thought that that was a possibility until right now.
No. I would have thought that he kind of exploded in his shirt or someone else did and he got it from sitting back.
Oh, I hope it's not a stranger's poo.
That's what I was thinking. Oh, it was a worse. Stranger's poo.
But it's definitely
God, that sounds like a horror movie.
It does.
Stranger's poop.
Stranger's
poop.
For the people that brought you Dave and Chuck the Freak.
A stranger's poo. This Halloween.
We talked about it before. No one uses here the paper that on the toilet seat.
No.
Because we have
I
that
never
here.
Do. No, I don't do it here. Do.
Yeah, no.
I'll do it some places if it's like
we
disgusting.
We don't have time for that.
We have
not here. Yeah, up on the wall behind
I'll
the
be
toilet.
Honest, I wipe it down though.
Yeah.
Well, because I don't know if you've noticed, but sometimes if it just flushes, it gets the whole seat wet.
I've sat down and it's moist, and I'm like, huh. And then
water.
I realize it's just from the toilet.
Well, it flushes air freshener.
Well, that.
But you'll usually
smell the air freshener. Great.
My ass usually smells like hot orange.
Exactly.
Get out of there.
One more quick call here on ass wiping. G's with us. Hi, G.
Hey,
like
how's
a cream
going?
Good, ma'am. Go ahead.
Yes, hello?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh. One time me and my coworker, we went out of town and, we got a few drinks in, and then, we were at this hotel. So, I did a little, TP in the bathroom. So you just sit on. So, you know, the business. Mm-hmm. And then, we went mini golfing because over there at the hotel, there's like a little mini golf course and we're just, playing, we're drunk. And, when I noticed, I saw this white thing flying next to me. Like, oh my God, what is that?
Oh no.
And then when I noticed it was a giant piece of toilet paper, and like there was a bunch of old people there just watching us, and I kind of figured, like, why are they staring at me so hard? And when I found out, it was like the toilet paper was stuck in my butt the whole time.
Yeah,
quite a while.
It's like carrying a tail around.
It is.
I would hope if it ever happened to me, all I'll say is that someone would say, "Hey, dude, you got something hanging out of your pants." I would hope. I would wish that someone
if I was
would
around.
Say that.
I would let you know, Dave.
Thank you.
That'd be so embarrassing.
It would be embarrassing.
I would say
but
it to
at
you.
Least
I'd say it to you because I'd tell you if you had a booger. I'd tell you.
Yes,
you know what I mean.
Do that.
But if I didn't know you,
you wouldn't.
You're
say
just,
I just
in passing. You're just passing.
I just put my head down. Just
almost in silent respect.
for the embarrassment you're about to endure
for them.
It's almost
I
like
bow my head for them because someone will say it.
Yeah, someone will.
But it won't be me.
It really depends on my mood. Some days I'm like Mr. Save the World.
I guess.
And other days I'm like, well, you're on your own.
Here's I guess where my brain is at. I'm hoping that no one says anything to him, and I'm hoping that just in the time that he has passed me and walking out of the Home Depot, that he'll notice himself. Mm. Like, you'll feel a breeze. He'll feel like there's a flag behind him blowing. Well, and through that, I'm hoping I'm the only person that he passed and that maybe he was like, oh, maybe he didn't notice. That's what I'm holding on to. To give him a bit of hope.
Okay.
Or he'll just think, how many people did I pass?
That's what he'll think. That's what he'll think.
Well, I'm hoping it happens quick. I'm hoping he just walks by me, and then two steps later, he hears a flicker, like the flag is behind him, but he turns and it's toilet paper.
In the great words of our listener, Haas here, gotta sweep the cheeks before you hit the streets.
Gotta sweep the cheeks.
It's true. You gotta be about aware.
I guess. I didn't think of it in that way, but you definitely have to. All right, this next one here says, hey, love the show. Listen every day. Keep me anonymous, though. I got a problem between me and my wife. I want my wife to cheat on me so I have an excuse to end the relationship. Now, I know that this comes off as being a bitch because I won't just leave her, but let me explain. My parents divorced when I was really young, so I promised myself that I'll never leave my wife. I'll try to just stick it out.
Those are dumb promises.
We've been together over 12 years. We have a couple of kids together. I try and do what I can to spice up the relationship, but she won't even touch me or look at me in an affectionate way. I've gone out of my way to bring her lunch at work, give her back massages, all sorts of stuff. In return, nothing. Mm-hmm. She just sits there on her phone, then gets pissed at me if we don't talk. I've tried talking to her about it, and then I get the cold shoulder and she moves on to a different topic. I'm at the point where my hand can only do so much. At some point, I need to feel some type of something from her. Do I start being the person who treats her like crap to see if that sparks anything? Or should I get her to cheat on me?
How do you get her to cheat on you?
So I have an excuse to end it. Thanks for
the problem
all
is, like,
how do you make that happen?
Well, this is the thing. The problem is she might have already cheated on you.
Yeah,
she but could like, have. But you just never caught her and you couldn't dream that she would have done it. Mm-hmm. And she already did it.
Yeah.
So
how do you get someone to cheat on you?
I don't know.
Really?
That's an odd plan.
You leave like a nude person in your bed when you go out?
Also, I remember, you know, I dated the one girl and I felt this way. I was like, you know, you can't be the one. Like, I can't be the one to do this to her, blah, blah, blah.
And you tried to get her to break up with me,
I tried
to
get her to break up with me, and it took forever, guys. It took like a year. I was like, it took me a year.
Just because you didn't have the balls to jump her.
No, that is a waste.
Oh, my God. Like, in hindsight,
yeah,
like,
get your
so
balls.
Dumb.
Get your balls.
You gotta grab your balls.
Just do it. She doesn't care.
This is a lot different than just a young relationship.
They have
this
kids?
Is a 12... Yes, they have kids. They have it's kids. 12 years. I mean, but his plan... The way he's thinking, I don't understand that. Like, how do you?
No, because
why are you wasting your time with that?
There's a movie called Extract where they do just this with Jason Bateman. He's trying to get his wife to cheat on him. He hires a gigolo.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And has him go take care of the pool.
Mm. Well, that's what someone said. Tell this guy to hire a landscaper. Make sure he's not home the day they come home. Boom. Problem solved.
But at the same time,
say,
this is a weird way to do.
I'm not satisfied in this marriage. And I'm thinking about.
All this is like, people just not being truthful.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. You don't touch me anymore.
Yeah, like,
I need more out of life.
Right.
If we're not going to do this, I'm gone.
Just be straightforward.
Plain and simple.
What's amazing about it, too, is that this chick's probably dying for him to say something.
She could be. She's not even trying or acting interested. Yeah.
It may not go the way you think it's going to go. It might be like, oh, wow, yeah, we're both cool. And then it's no drama like that. Because if someone's cheating and then there's kids and then it's like, oh, they want this person to be the new dad and like all that stuff. Like, there's way too much drama. Just handle it.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Either she'll say, oh, my God, I didn't realize I was acting like that, which is doubtful. Or she'll say, you're right. You know, we just don't have what we thought we had anymore.
You know, someone's got to bring it up and have the conversation.
So grab your balls, dude. Grab your balls and just say, it's time to change
things. And it's not time. You've already tried to bring up the, hey, you don't really touch me a lot anymore. Like, that's not working. You got to say, like, hey, I'm pretty sure I'm leaving. And then maybe you'll have a serious conversation about that.
Maybe it's a wake-up call.
Sweet way to say it.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I'm leaving.
Pretty sure I'm leaving.
Pretty sure.
I mean, just
you could maybe
100%.
Change my mind, but I'm pretty sure so
hey,
far.
You got to give someone hope. You got to give someone hope.
I'm pretty sure I'm leaving. So.
Yeah. Right, because it doesn't matter if she's cheating or not, but it'll still, like, it won't affect their money, their kids, none of that will change, no matter if he ends it or she ends it.
No.
No.
So just
ball up.
Yeah.
Right. The only thing waiting or like getting someone else involved in the whole scenario.
Oh my God.
The only thing that does is muddy the waters and make it possibly ugly.
Yeah.
Which is the last thing you want.
And think about, yeah, when you have kids, like who do you want around your kids? Like you want just
exactly.
some guy that you kind of made this happen. I don't
know. So hired a gigolo.
The landscaper or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. There's your new dad.
Yeah, exactly. Good luck to you, dude. Let us know how it goes.
There's your new dad.
Yeah. He's a Latino one. Man.
With no papers.
Meet Valencio, your new dad.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
So speaking of dads, we got an email about a listener who got an inappropriate gift. We'll get to that in a second. But this dad, there's some show on TLC called Smothered. It's a reality TV show.
Never heard of it.
It's a mom and daughter that are
You've heard of it, James?
Yeah.
James, of course you have.
He knows them all.
We don't watch this one regularly, but I think we've seen an episode or two.
Okay. What's the basis of it?
Moms and daughters that are way too close. Like, they do everything together. They share bath water. They always...
Share bath water?
Like, their sex lives and things like that.
They share partners.
Okay, this makes sense, then.
I don't think they, like, get banged by the same dude or anything.
Okay,
but
not yet.
Mom's involved, like, knows details
and
stuff.
It's still TLC at the end of the day,
I guess. Total trash television, absolutely. Yeah, 100%.
It was the Learning Channel when it launched.
Yeah.
Now, what am I learning about?
Channel.
It was. That's what TLC stands for.
We don't learn anything.
Now we're learning about whores.
Well, now we're learning about how horrible America is.
Yeah, that's
it. We've learned
good
something.
Good lesson.
That's TLC. Its whole goal was the Learning Channel.
It used to be one of my favorite channels when it was like the Learning Channel. Because you could like learn some stuff. Documentaries are cool.
Yeah. Then John and Kate Plus 8 started, I think.
But here, America doesn't want that.
Nope.
No.
America wants trash. Yeah. America wants 8 kids and fights.
Yep.
They should change it to the Freak Show Network.
Yeah, because it's what it is.
So this whore mother show is on TLC called Smothered, and the dad was mortified when his daughter handed him a slightly unorthodox gift, a photo of herself and her mother posing topless with their pants pulled down to show their ass.
Oh, my God.
Mariah is the name of this chick. She's on this TLC reality show. I guess... Like James said, these two, mom and daughter, always together. They're posing in bikinis together on Instagram. They've had naked spray tans side by side, so they're obviously comfortable in each other's company. But they took it to another level that the dad is not happy with. Here's how he reacted to the gift. Where did the video go? I was just queued it up. Oh, there it is. Here we go.
So, what do you think?
Let me see.
Put it back in there.
Let me see.
Put it back in there.
Show Dad. Show Dad.
No, I'm not. Oh, you want to show him?
That's weird.
Let me see.
Ta-da.
So he's looking at a picture
this?
Of the mom and the daughter topless with their asses out.
I take back everything I said about TLC. It's amazing.
Mom don't even look comfortable in it.
She looked comfortable.
She seem uncomfortable now that it's out.
Why? What is this for? Why would you even do this, though?
Why not?
Because, Jack.
But what are you going to do with this?
We're going to hang it up in the house.
Not in my house.
TLC, the Learning Channel.
The Learning Channel.
That guy's reaction was appropriate.
Yeah.
Not my house, man. No,
So I'm not missing anything on that.
No. Really not terrible. Really.
Can you imagine, though, a family member giving you like a topless or partially nude photo?
And I don't think anyone ever would. I just think they're like, listen, we got no ideas this week. What if we take a nude shot together?
It's all fake.
Stick our asses out.
It leads, though, to this email. This guy said, hey, guys, I drive a lot at my job. I've been listening to your show every day the past couple of months. You kind of make my work days awesome, so thank you for that. I'm not sure if this subject has been covered, but I'm a 24-year-old guy from Southeast Michigan, been married for 3 years. few months ago, my older sister was going through her closet and decided to give a bunch of clothes to my wife. They're both tall and slender. As my sister is showing my wife all the clothes she's giving her, she pulls out some lingerie items meant for wearing, obviously, during sexy times. My wife said that as she's showing her these items, she made comments like, "Oh, I know my little brother would like this one." When my wife told me this, I was immediately disgusted. Why would she think it's okay to give me hand-me-down lingerie to my wife?
It's not.
Does she not realize that every time my wife would wear this, I'd think about my sister?
Ugh.
That's so horrible. I immediately suggested to my wife that she throw them away, which thankfully she agreed to. I wonder if you guys think it's extremely weird for a sister to give lingerie to her sibling significant other.
Yes,
yeah, that's a no-brainer, yeah.
It's it is. I guess the only, if you wanted to find a way to do it and not feel as creepy, it's like, I've never touched this. I know it's still weird.
No,
it's 100% still weird.
Yeah, you can't, like, that's just odd.
But that'd be the only way that I could see the sister being like, "Hey, listen, for my bachelorette party that happened 6 months ago, I got all this stuff. If you want any of it, go for it, because I'm never going to touch it." That'd be the only way.
No,
and even then, you say, "No thanks."
Yes.
You say, "No thanks."
You can't take hand-me-down lingerie.
No. Like, you can't take hand-me-down underwear.
Even if it's new and never used, it's still weird.
It's still weird.
It's not appropriate. So you can't spin it anyway.
I get it.
I'm just reminded of something that happened. This was a couple years ago. But it was one of those situations where I ordered underwear online. Mm-hmm. And when it came, it was the wrong size. Like, I ordered extra large and they sent medium.
Mm-hmm.
So I, you know, replied to the company and they said, you keep that. We'll send you...
Right.
Do one. It's one of those situations where it would have been more expensive to ship it back to them. So I said to Amber, I'm like, just donate these the next time you go. She's like, "No, I'm going to give them to my brother. They're his size." I'm like, "No, you're not. You're not giving him underwear I ordered. Yeah. You're not giving it to your brother." She's like, "Well, it's brand new in the package." I'm like, "Because that's weird." She thought I was the odd one. Like, well, I'm not. You can't give your brother underwear that I ordered.
I think it'd be... It's less weird if it's the style of underwear that I would buy, where it's just straight up Fruit of the Loom.
Well, just, like, it was just like boxer briefs.
Millions of other dudes have the same underwear on right now as we speak.
I see no issue with it, with what Amber was doing.
You don't? No.
If it was
like a sexy man thong, leopard print,
there was nothing sexy about it.
Standard old boxer briefs.
Yeah, I bought some underwear that ended up being too small. It was really cool, like pizza design, like boxer briefs. But the store that sells it, like an extra large, is really like a medium. I realize that. So I wore them and I couldn't, like, it wasn't comfortable. So I still had two pair that I had never put on. I offered them up to one of my girlfriend's friends, but he wouldn't take them.
No. So. See, but that's, he had their appropriate response.
Well, I was like, okay, you're missing out on a free pair. Two free pairs of sweet ass underwear, man.
You're missing out on
sweet ass underwear.
I'd wear them, but they're too tight and make my nuts hurt, so.
Yeah, I just didn't feel right about it.
I'd be uncomfortable if somebody tried to give me underwear. I don't know.
Something you just go buy on
I've
your
taken
own.
I've taken it under my own wing to go get my underwear.
I know I'm getting all of you guys.
James.
Even you, Lisa. I'll buy something nice for you, too.
Wow. I just like the idea of James.
Could be crossing the line, James. You better watch it.
You missed out, bud. You're missing out. Free underwear?
I resend that.
Gift.
Can't give a coworker underwear.
Sure you can.
But you're responsible for buying your own.
I do it myself.
Rather than somebody gifting it to you that they couldn't use.
This is a weird thing to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're putting me in a weird spot if you offered me underwear.
Like, thanks. Yes. Oh.
I'd just be like, I don't want these.
This happens with older women from time to time. They'll start giving people they know stuff. I've seen it happen where all of a sudden an old lady's trying to give all her shoes away, and their shoes from 30 years, like they've had the same shoes. Like, I insist, take them. Mm-hmm. They're trying to give all their stuff away. I don't know if they think they're dying or whatever, but
it's just like
you just hope that an old person doesn't give you their underwear.
Someone said you guys are focusing on the hand-me-down part and not his sister saying my little bro would
I thought that was the worst part.
I didn't mean to gloss over
blacked
that.
It out,
yeah, but it was just I didn't want to talk about incest.
Yeah,
anymore.
We're gonna go right down that lane again.
We don't want to talk about brother sister loving.
Yeah. Newsflash, tons of people do this who listen to us.
Someone said, my mom tried to do that with my wife. Embarrassed the hell out of me. So hand-me-down underwear or lingerie is not an uncommon thing.
I don't know.
It should be. I know. Like, the one thing that Amber's point was, I remember now, why she didn't want to donate them. She didn't think they'd take underwear, even if they were new in a package.
You know what? And I'm not sure they will. I can't remember. I think they're just, no one buys underwear from a hand-me-down place.
They don't sell them, right?
I feel like you find underwear on the rack.
I didn't think you could.
Socks,
maybe
underwear?
Not. I don't know. But if they were in the package, maybe.
I mean, you're not going to find something with like racing streaks down the back.
Right.
I mean, unless somebody missed a...
I don't know. Once I've taken it out of the pack and
I just looked up Goodwill, for example. They say used underwear are not accepted. Yeah, so they probably would take.
Yeah, they would.
So they have
just let
like,
them decide. Like if they not, so, I would just donate them if they didn't. Like with your situation, Dave.
Right? For instance, like Fruit of the Loom, they've moved on now to they've got the vented style. That's what they want to sell. Well, eventually, sometimes they try something and it just doesn't work. And I'm assuming that they just those big stores just donate like underwear that doesn't sell to places.
Well, I know
like that.
When I worked at a department store. Well, it was more about returns, even though the policy is you're not supposed to be able to return bathing suits and underwear.
Right.
Anyone complains, we'd take it back. And we'd just then, it wouldn't be donated. It would be disposed
of. Thrown away.
It would have to be written off as waste.
Yeah.
Apparently, Salvation Army will take clean used underwear.
Oh, my God.
And if they're not in good condition, then they sell them to rag manufacturers. So those
you
rags.
Imagine that you
using.
Have a rag as someone else's beehole.
I don't know if I've ever bought.
There's
rags.
Oil on this one already.
Gently
that's
used.
Not oil.
Oh my yeah, God.
That's bag.
What a good
oil.
Heart though to think even to donate underwear that doesn't fit you. I'd just throw it right away.
Throw it away.
I'll be honest. Sure. I wear underwear until it's not. It's not appropriate.
No one would be able to have it after you, right?
No, I mean it's gone. There's the middle's gone.
Mine turns into like a loin
mine are cloth. Like crotchless panties.
Okay, all right, Chuck. Jesus.
Mine looks like Tom Hanks's shorts and Castaway.
Yeah. Rob's with us. Hi, Rob. What's your comment?
Man, me and my lady, like, we're big Goodwill ad fans and going to Goodwill on Saturdays and stuff like that. And I can guarantee you that they sell single men's whitey tighties. I've seen women's lacy racies. I don't know if they're new and they have to take them out of the package or what, but I can guarantee you they look like they've been washed and like starched, so they look new again.
Yeah, they
right.
just starch
right.
them up.
And so they're like starch. Really stiffened
they
them up.
Starch them up like a tortilla.
Yeah, stiffened them.
Exactly, you know, right?
Yeah.
No, but Goodwill does sell used undies, man.
Yeah,
man.
All right, well, there you go. I just wouldn't have guessed it.
I wouldn't have either.
They're selling Licey Doodles. They're selling.
There was
Tatis.
Harshay Starchies.
I knew you sold that because we just talked about it.
Yeah.
Harshay Starchies. Everything he seemed to rhyme that he was saying.
Yeah.
Licey Waitsies, Tiny Whiteys, Harshay Starchies.
He had a rhyme for everything, huh?
He did. I don't think he meant it.
That is, I don't know. I think you're a special kind of person when you buy used underwear.
Well, yes, poor.
Well,
extremely.
Yeah, well, there you go.
I won't say that. You can't say that. You can go and buy the cheapest underwear. Even the dollar store sells underwear.
I get it.
You don't have to buy used underwear. No one does. All right. This is a Dave Hunter PSA. No one has to buy used underwear.
That's true. What am I spending per pack
how much
of
do they
six
charge?
Or whatever?
You probably charge like 25
like a quarter. Yeah, like a quarter for a pair of underwear and sell them.
You know what? Three more quarters will get you a real pair of new underwear.
Yeah, three more could get you three more pair of underwear.
All right. Yeah. Rebecca. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi.
You had
penis
a comment.
Balls.
Penis.
So every year we do a garage sale, and my aunt decided to put her ex-husband's used whitey tighties in the garage sale.
See?
And I thought, that is so disgusting. Nobody is going to buy these. Well, they were one of the first things that sold.
Well, yeah, but it's not going to someone who's going to wear them, guys. Yeah.
Pervs.
It's going to a perv.
Or they needed a dust rag.
It was an old, old woman who said she was buying them for her husband.
My goodness.
Well, think about it. If you're super, yeah, right, and the guy, he probably doesn't. Lisa's new term for gun. Sound like a robot from the 50s. She's. The hand gestures like around her head,
doing cartoons over there.
She was acting it out, the static.
The static in the brain.
Boing. Oh, that lady's gone.
There were like some clicks in it, too.
Yeah. Yep.
She's lost it.
That just means she's crazy. She's crazy.
But at the same time, you're an old man. Listen, you're an old man. An old lady can go to a garage sale, grab six pairs of underwear, bring them home, throw them in the wash. And the old man has no idea. He's just putting on the next set. You know, he's just putting on the next set.
He probably would never know.
They would never even know.
Oh, my God. Amber could never die if I don't ever have used underwear
in my
drawer.
You're not old enough yet.
No, I'm right. You're right.
You're not old enough yet.
No.
Wearing used
underwear. Amber's bargain hunter Indian side comes out sometimes. God knows.
You probably won't care, too. Like, you're old. That's you don't care. You're lucky you can even get your underwear on.
Exactly.
You know, without pooping your pants and everything. Right.
Because your brain is... Because your butthole goes bad.
Brain's a little
all your parts do that. You reach an age when you can't put underwear on without crapping yourself. Put me down.
It's the truth.
It's the truth. I think it happens.
I'm telling the truth. Yeah. There's a time, I think, in everybody's life you put on your underwear one too many times.
Yep. And you poop yourself. You got to start sitting down to put them on.
Sitting down.
Someone said Lisa sounded like an old modem describing that.
That's what Goodness gracious.
Yeah, depending on how old you are, I mean, you know.
I do think that an old lady can pull a fast one on an old man.
Oh,
especially
it's the easiest
because
thing. But she doesn't even mean to. She doesn't know she's pulling a fast one.
I know.
She doesn't even know.
She doesn't know. She thinks it's all appropriate and all good.
What do you mean I'm pulling a fast one?
Fast one? What the hell is the deal?
What do you mean? What's happening?
I don't remember these.
All I hear is my mind is static. Things are bad.
What's popping over there?
I don't. My brain, it seems.
What?
I got you new underwear today.
Whoa.
Put them on. Don't poop yourself.
These are loose. These are real loose.
Saggy ass or something. Yeah.
They look good. I like the way it sags underneath your cheeks.
Yeah, you like that?
I like it.
Should I pull them higher?
Yeah, pull them higher. Let me see
that.
Okay. Let's see what you got going on.
They're definitely way up there.
Yeah, sure. No question. These are great.
I like it. Reminds me of a swimsuit from the 1940s.
You know, I'm going to be honest. They feel soft, like they've already been broken in.
That's just the brand I bought.
Oh, thank you.
I hit them with a hammer five times before.
Yeah, so many people are saying they bought used underwear or have seen used underwear at stores. So
there you go.
It's a thing.
It is.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
All right. I think, well, I'm sure a lot of men have done this. I'm not sure how many women have done this. Faked a nap to avoid having to do something.
I do it all the time.
I'm sure you do, Chuck.
I always fake that I'm asleep.
I really.
Your kids are running around.
Well, that's what happens. Yeah. They'll wake me up and like screaming. And then like the door will swing open and I just.
And they jump on you probably.
And I'll even.
You really play it up. They're like, Dad, wake up.
Oh, you hit the snore? You pretend to snore?
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, I've done this a million times.
I know for sure. I just did it this week. I hardly ever nap, but I was tired that day. I went home and I was really tired. So I just lay down on the couch and I passed out. And then I hear from the distance, Dad.
Yeah.
Dad. I'm like, oh, I'm just going to keep sleeping.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll figure it out. And then Aiden comes downstairs. He actually shook me. Dad. I thought something was wrong. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Can I have some hot dogs? Can you make me hot dogs?
Oh, my God.
I'm like, you are friggin' 15 years old.
Yeah, make your own damn hot dogs.
Make your own damn hot dogs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
I was so mad. I'm like, are you kidding? You woke me up to ask for hot dogs?
We are their servant, really.
Oh, my God. If I had 15, would I woke my dad up from a nap? I'd have had two bullets in my chest.
I just want some snacks.
Yeah, I want to tell you, boy, goddamn. And A and B, you don't need any more hot dogs. You're fat as hell.
25% of your blood is hot dog.
Jesus
I know
Christ.
It. Wake me up.
Oh, I'm shot in my chest.
Woo-hoo. Rubber bullets, boy.
This is why I didn't have kids, because I'd be like their whole childhood. I'd pretend like I was sleeping.
Yeah, you slept right through the whole thing.
Yeah, like, no, I'm sleeping.
Our mom's been asleep for 18 years.
She's a sleeping beauty.
Yeah, exactly.
She's got some kind of disorder. She's either got a disorder, some people say that she ate some kind of apple.
And really she's waiting for a prince to kiss her.
She's just drinking gin till they come around. And
yeah.
Like,
shh.
She's been sleeping her whole life.
Honestly, never even talked to my own mother. No idea how she sounds. No. The sounds of her sleep.
Did she take you guys to the theme park or anything?
No,
or?
She can't do that because remember how I said that? That's it. Honestly, we've never done anything with her.
Every once in a while, I go and I just make sure she's still breathing because I think she might be dead.
It's weird, though, because every once in a while, she's in a different room.
She does. It's like she almost gets up and sleepwalks, but we never see it.
Never seen it.
Never seen it.
I saw a bottle of gin appear beside her.
Exactly.
I don't know how she got that.
Yeah, that's
life
strange.
Is weird.
I feel bad for you guys. Hopefully she wakes up soon before you graduate.
Her clothes change.
We don't expect it.
Her clothes change every day, too. Nobody sees how that happens.
I don't know how that happens.
It's the weirdest thing.
I thought you did that.
I haven't been doing it. No, she's been, I don't know what's been happening.
But is she wearing like nice clothes or?
She has the greatest clothes. She has the greatest clothes, our mom.
Her sleeping mom, just really stylish.
Sleeping mom. Mm-hmm. Hashtag sleeping mom.
She's got the two S's, sleepy and stylish. Parent teacher interviews were last night. She was nowhere to be found. It was just us two. We just went.
One time, I swear to God, she opened her eyes and looked at me and then closed it again.
But see, that might have just been your imagination.
You're right. That's just me.
So people admit they do this. Only one in three people say they faked a nap to avoid doing something. I think that's kind of BS. I think some more people do it than that. This woman said, anytime I ask my boyfriend to do something, he just puts his head back and closes his eyes and just starts making snoring noises.
I want to sleep again.
Yeah. This woman, every time I come home and my boyfriend's not home, I try to give myself some lady time. When I hear him come in the door, I always act like I was taking a nap. Pretend I'm waking up. Oh, she's diddling herself?
But doesn't want
to
have
he
sex.
He would love
with him.
To know that.
Yeah. Well, that's what she's protecting.
Yeah. He'll never know.
Mm-hmm. And this person said, I'd fake a nap just to get carried to bed. That's got to be a lady.
Mm-hmm. It's a man. That's weird.
I texted that in.
Andy, you want lady to carry you to bed?
He loves to be carried to bed.
I love a strong woman. Just to
lay me down.
Lay me down.
Fireman carry.
And on a similar note, the next time you ask your partner to clean the bathroom and they do such a bad job, you need to re-clean it afterwards, get suspicious. Chuck's admitted he's kind of done stuff like this before. And according to a new survey, 67% of people admit they've intentionally done a bad job on a chore just so they could get out of doing it again in the future.
Never again.
That's not right.
Man, that's not right.
I find, that, though,
I'm
that
just
even...
not good at it, I guess.
Yeah. Even if you do it and you're trying to do a good job, you probably haven't done it the way she wants it done.
Yeah.
Right? You overlook
things.
No one
can clean a bathroom like a woman can clean a bathroom.
It's
I
the
feel.
Craziest
yeah.
thing.
Like yeah. We clean way better. We just notice
you
more.
You see things
we
that
see
are...
things, yeah.
Like, I don't see
I see it and I don't care.
I don't see it.
You know, we just don't care, yeah.
Yeah, we don't see the same things. Amber gives me so. That, like... like she's nice about it, but it's like I'm her child.
Yeah.
Oh, Sue, you tried. Yeah. That's so nice of you. Mm-hmm. Like, right? Like, it's almost condescending. Like, oh, sweet little Dave.
Yeah.
You tried, but look at all the stuff you missed.
You're just so stupid.
Just get out of the way.
Too simple.
Yeah.
And
I'll get right out of the way. Mm-hmm. You won't see me in there again.
Now, what can you think of things you've intentionally done wrong, though? Or not as great, just so you'd never have to do it again?
Just life.
Like everything. Everything
just
in
life.
General.
Everything in life.
Yep. Just everything.
They also found in the survey that 80% of couples get into an argument over chores. And 62% of people who have hired someone to clean their place say it's been a great thing for their relationship.
Mm. I tried to.
Did you? How did that go?
Like, it's kind of just gone quiet.
It's gone quiet? Did they come
well,
back?
Well, it was my bad, actually, because a couple of times they were like, hey, we're on our way. And I'm like,
pretended like you were sleeping or really
yeah,
sleeping.
Yeah, well, I just ignored it. I was having music festivals.
Wait a second here. I was off this time this happened. You went to hire someone to clean your house, and from what I understand, they just quit halfway through?
Yes. Yeah, like, so they show up, and then it's like some lady that looks like she literally just did opiates. And I was like, oh, hey. I was like, your car really looks like it was in one of the Terminator movies. How you doing? Come on in. So then she comes in, and I'm like, well, I'm gonna take a nap. You do your thing. I won't bother you. You know, let you do your thing. So then I'm in there for like an hour, and I'm thinking she's out there. And I emerge from the bedroom to see what's been going on, expecting my house to be like super clean because I'd ordered something called a deep clean.
Deep clean
is going to be so deep. Give I can't wait. So then I get up and I'm like walking around my apartment like she's in there because I didn't know she had left. But I'm like walking around. I'm like,
where is she?
In the bathroom. I'm like moving the shower curtain. I'm like, bitch, where are you? What the hell? Because the only thing she did was she threw away my license plate renewal thing that I needed.
Oh, my God.
She threw that away. Yep. So that was nice of her. And then she took my trash out of the trash can, tied it, and put it in the living room. I thought that was what a unique way of doing it.
Yep.
And then she stacked a bunch of magazines under my coffee table that I was like, I didn't even know there was an underneath of the coffee table. I'm like, I wanted you to scrub the bathroom and the kitchen and all this.
And she didn't do that, right?
Yeah, she just dipped out, said it was too stressful or something.
Yeah, she was too stressed.
You didn't have to pay.
I didn't have to pay for that one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they were cool about that. But then I get on the horn, and you know me. Mm-hmm. Like, feud time.
Feud. Yep.
Like, you better send somebody quick. I don't know how long I can.
I need a deep clean.
I ordered a deep clean. And
so they sent someone back, and you were in the middle of
a
festival.
So I was doing a music festival in my living room, and I was in.
Yeah.
I didn't need to see anybody.
Shape.
Yeah.
So they frantically tried to get a hold of me. And then the next week, I was like, yeah, we'll figure this out next week. And then I never called them again.
Right.
It's too much hassle. Yeah. Sounds like a lot of hassle.
No need for the deep clean.
There's like a certain, I tried.
Right.
I paid for the deep clean. And this lady is hilarious. Like, I was like, what a prankster. I was like, that's amazing. She's like that Ashton Kutcher. Just like pranking me. I was like, who would ever thought? I was like, that is so wacky to put a trash bag in the middle of the living room like that.
So you've just given up now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
For now.
I'll call other people, see what's up.
Yeah.
Hello, other people.
But yeah, this lady was something.
She was just like,
I was like, I'm going to take a nap. Don't steal everything.
Do you have a lock on your door? Your bedroom door?
I don't know.
I would find it odd.
It's always
someone
open for business.
Unknown person in my house and I'm sleeping.
Sleeping.
Well, I didn't really.
You
wasn't
pretending
really.
Sleep.
Oh, you're gonna pretend? Yeah, I was just kind of in there watching TV because I was like, I'm pretty sure I let a heroin addict in here.
Mm-hmm. This is different. This girl says, I don't know if this counts, but sometimes I'll intentionally f up cleaning so my boyfriend will spank me.
That's right.
Well,
if you don't clean right, I'll spank you.
That is, you got an interesting relationship there, lady.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
Bathroom's disgusting.
Get on over here. Mm. Time for a spanking.
You didn't.
The
clean.
Shower isn't as clean as I like it.
This
Take
guy
your pants off.
He says he took a Xanax the other night and told his wife how much he hated the way she cleans the house.
You gotta be honest with you. I just hate.
Oh boy.
You're way too relaxed.
Oh my god.
Way too relaxed.
You let your guard down a bit.
Yep. He let his. The Xanax took the edge off so much, but it took the edge off so much that he's like, you know what? I can be just 100% honest and everything's going to be fine. There won't be any fights. Everything's fine. It's better if you're just 100% honest with somebody.
Not okay. No.
He said he woke up the next day to a very uncomfortable conversation.
That's so funny how drugs react differently to people. Mm-hmm. Like Xanax is a truth serum to him.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I've had three affairs. I'm in the middle of one right now. I'm like, check it out.
Here, just take it. Take it. Passcode. This is my passcode.
Mm-hmm. I really think you're getting fat.
Oh, man.
So much fatter than you were.
You can't clean. You don't know how to clean at all.
Mm-mm, gross. It's just gross. Really regret marrying.
Oh, that's that's bad.
Bad.
I had no idea that was a side effect of Xanax. Maybe
it's
for
not.
Some people.
It's not.
It's not. Normally.
It's not. It doesn't do anything to me.
Just. Relaxes me like it should.
Yeah.
Takes the edge off.
All right. Believe it or not, when you get high on weed or whatever else you crazy kids do these days, you might just make some choices you'll regret.
You talking about grass?
Talking about the wacky tobacco. according to a new survey, 32% of people
smoking grass.
32% of people who posed for photos while they were high regretted it.
Mm.
Quickly here on the Dave and Chuck lines, what have you done while high that you regretted? 1-855-954-6969. It's toll free. 1-855-954-6969 or text 46969. What have you done while high that you later regretted? So 32% of people have posed for photos high. They regretted that. 30% called or texted someone high and regretted that.
Mm.
21% posted something on social media high and regretted it.
People can't. People are pussies.
Yeah.
Pussies about what? The posting or just getting high?
You're getting a little high and you're doing stupid things.
Just chill out,
control
man.
Yourself. Man, goddamn, watch a show. Shut up.
I wonder if the guy who dropped off the gifts for my friend, the stoner guy, I wonder if he regretted that.
I bet he
totally
does.
He totally stoned. He dropped off like a peso and a Frankenstein napkin to my friend at her work.
Oh, that's
so
crazy.
I just wonder if
a
he
peso
regrets
and a
that.
Frankenstein napkin.
Well, other
yes.
things too, but that's the highlights.
Wow. Those are the main highlights.
Yeah. And he looked like he was stoned
like a,
in the picture he sent her.
Major stoner.
Yeah.
So I wonder if
I don't know if he regrets that. I mean, she did
probably
contact
not.
Him.
Yeah, probably not.
She contacted him.
That's incredible.
True.
No, it was amazing.
She contacted him.
I don't even know what to say about this.
I know. It's half worked. It half worked, Andy.
Did it?
It half worked.
It didn't really. I mean, he did talk to her on text, but.
Yeah. Well, he got some text messages out of
it. Yeah.
Just cost him a peso and a Frankenstein.
Exactly.
You know, some flowers and a small vase.
Yeah, you're right. Why would you regret that?
A nug of weed.
A nug of weed.
Nug?
He gave her a nug.
Wow.
Dropped a nug off.
That's crazy.
I think it just fell in.
Yeah,
a
probably did.
I think it just fell in.
Little vase.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
What a weird fella. Dropped it off to her work.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah that's right. Probably now it's scary.
Yeah, right.
Now it's super scary.
Lisa has a pic of him.
Yeah,
you gotta show
him
the pic.
Pull it up.
So we're asking, what have you done while you're high that you regret? Some of the first texts coming in here, bought $800 concert tickets while high.
Ooh, Jesus.
Totally regretted it.
What the hell did you go see?
It's probably something bad, too.
You
right?
went to meet a band.
Yeah. You,
sounds like it. You went to meet them.
Did you get to play bridge with the Rolling Stones?
Go fish!
Let my wife peg me while high.
Oh, wow.
Totally regretted that.
See, but that one, you can't blame the weed.
No, you
That was all
it.
You.
Yeah, you wanted
you
it.
You wanted that dong in you. Joe. Hiya, Joe.
Dude, I'm doing pretty good. Penis, balls.
Balls.
Penis.
I spent $158 at Taco Bell one night.
What?
On yourself?
You are the MVP.
Yeah. Well, I went to the drive-thru with a friend of mine. We had gotten high as a kite.
Yep.
And we just started ordering everything off the menu. And, yeah, one thing led to another. And I just spent so much money. It was amazing. It was terrible.
There's no way you finished all of it, right?
Oh, hell no.
No, $158. You know how much Taco Bell that would buy you?
Oh, it's a dream. It's a dreamboat of Taco Bell. That's so amazing.
That's crazy.
You have it the next day.
Oh, I cap out right about 20. Like, the most of a Taco Bell I can eat, I think my cap would be about $25 worth of it.
Yeah, that's a good amount.
I can't go any further than that. That's 3 chalupas, 3 Doritos Locos Tacos, and 2 Burrito Supremes.
Yeah, like, how much is a soft taco?
Andy? Yeah.
How much is a soft taco?
Like a regular one's like $1.99.
Yeah.
$1.50.
Yeah.
You're not going just to get a soft taco.
I like soft tacos.
You got to get some of the delicious delicacies they have there. No, they're good. It's like a good little side item to get.
Item.
Got to get a Supreme, though.
You got to get Supreme.
No. Chuck won't like it because guys never get sour cream.
Tomatoes myself. I don't like a tomato.
I hate it. I'll tell you, I really hate it when a tomato slips in there. Yeah, like, I didn't order the tomato.
What about the sour cream?
There's no way sour cream's coming
close. I love the sour cream. And Taco Bell's sour cream is incredible.
Special, yeah.
Extra juicy. They figured out how to make it more fat in it or something.
Mm. CJ's with us.
Thanks.
Hi, CJ. How are you?
Good. How are you, Penis Balls?
Penis, what have you done while high that you regret?
So my roommate, freshman year of college, me and my girlfriend are watching Netflix. He comes back in from getting stoned with our buddies and lays down. 10 minutes later, I see him pitching a tent. I say something. Goes quiet for a minute. And then 5 minutes later, he's just going at it. Me and my girlfriend, 5 feet away from him, going at it. Wow. So I flick the lights on. It's like 2 a.m. I'm like, what the heck are you doing? I start freaking out on him. Gets to the point where I had to leave the room because this kid, he was just a weirdo. But he ended up blaming it on the fact that he was high. Mm-hmm. And I was like, dude, that's not what I do when I get high.
Yeah.
Jerk off next to strangers.
Yeah, I think that guy.
Yeah, he's a bit of a pervert.
He's a freak.
Yeah, probably more appropriate.
Yeah.
Poor woman. She said, "While high, I got a lip kiss mark tattoo on my left boob that ended up looking like a hemorrhoidal butthole."
Hey, you got a butthole tattoo.
Is that a butthole with hemorrhoids?
I love that butthole tattoo on your breast.
She says, "Don't get tattoos high. I've had it touched up since then, so now it's less butthole-y."
High on what?
Yeah, like, that's the thing. It's like, you're just high on weed and you get a butthole put on your titty. I don't feel for you.
No, it's got to be something much stronger, right?
I would think so. I'd hope so.
Yeah. Oh, no. When I was high, I wrote a rap album and sent it to a few of my teachers for evaluation.
Oh.
I regret
that Jason?
I regret it ever since, he
Mayonnaise?
Says. Mayonnaise, is that you? Mayo.
Yeah, you were made fun of a lot, I'm sure.
Oh, man.
Rap album. It's probably inappropriate.
Yeah, well.
Well, sure. Josiah. Let's go to him next. Hi, Josiah.
Sorry?
Yes, you.
Yes.
Hi. What did you do while high that you regret?
Oh, man. All right. First off, I love you guys.
Thanks, man.
And all right, Dave. I got too high on some notes, some cocaine.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yes.
Yep. And Twisted Teas, you know. And then I had sex with your mother. All right.
All right,
that's why the
phone. What happens when you go to the phone?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Put him on.
Yeah, dangerous place, aren't they?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
had a cool story in the description, though.
Jason the Jew said, "Just rapping in general after getting high is enough regret for him. Just the fact that he rapped at all,
yeah,
he regrets."
I would almost pay unlimited funds
to hear him
to find
Absolutely.
His raps.
Yes.
I can't. I wouldn't be able to believe it.
The lost Jason the Jew as Mayo rap tracks.
What? The lost Mayo tracks?
Amazing. Yeah.
It's crazy. I wonder if he's got anything unpublished.
I would spend whatever it would cost to press them onto a vinyl and sell them for record day.
Vinyl record day.
I would take two copies.
Lil' Mayo.
Lil' Mayo.
Lil' Mayo.
Jennifer's with us next. Hi, good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, penis balls.
Balls.
Penis. What has Jennifer regretted doing while high?
I am recovering from tendon repair surgery in my hand, and I wasn't really thinking, and I clutched my hand. And it was the most painful thing that I felt.
Oh, imagine that for a second. You just had tendon repair surgery. And then you get high and you're like,
Oh, clap.
Oh, that would hurt like a mofo.
You can't get so high that you
clap.
Yeah.
Ooh, Andrew in Boston, you did something pretty bad when you were high, dude.
Yes, yes, I did. Good morning, guys, and penis balls.
Penis balls.
So when I was about 19, I started working for this company selling Cutco cutlery. And they were very, very, very sharp knives. Probably some of the sharpest knives I've ever handled with my entire life.
I still have them. I still have.
I sold the Cutco as well.
Yeah, my brother sold the Cutco knives.
Everybody did some Cutco hard time.
Yep. Beautiful knives.
So I ended up challenging my friend to a knife fight with those knives.
No.
And we were kind of joking around, and everything was going fine. And I lunged forward, and he kicked his leg up, and he ended up kicking his leg into the knife.
Oh.
And he was just bleeding everywhere like a stuck pig. Mm. So I instantly went into panic mode and was freaking out and rushed him over to the toilet on the bathtub and started rinsing his leg out and tried to do anything I could to get it to stop. I eventually had to go get stitches, but I mean, I was trying to prevent him from going to get stitches because I didn't want anyone to know I just stabbed him.
Right, right.
Sure.
Those knives will slice.
Are they really that sharp?
Oh my God, yeah. They're the sharpest knives that I've ever used.
There's no reason for them to even be. What are you cutting that you even need them that
sharp?
I
don't know. I got those knives when I lived by myself. My brother same thing where it's like you're trying to find some kind of job. My brother's selling Cutco knives. And I was like, dude, you can come to my house. I'll watch your whole presentation or whatever. And I knew I was like, I'm going to buy a set of knives for him, you know.
Yeah.
Give him. And then I found out later. So I bought the knives for him. And then I found out he got no commission from it. There's no commission. There was like no. It worked
a
different way.
He had to sell 100 of them before it even kicked in.
Yeah, it was so crazy. I was like, what? I just spent and it was quite a bit of money. I thought I was doing him a solid.
Yeah.
And I wasn't, but I still have those knives, and they're still sharp. I mean, if you reach into the drawer wrong, you'll cut yourself.
Really? I'm Chuck the Freak for Cutco.
When I had a roommate, she cut the tip of her finger right off into a salad. She was making a salad she didn't know. And then she looked down, she's like, oh my God!
Jesus.
That sharp. Wonderful knives.
All their salespeople are missing limbs and fingers and stuff.
Yeah. Hey, Cutco, if you need a new pitchman, Chuck the Freak's
available.
Except for
the fact that it cuts your fingers off.
Well, yeah, he'll tell
it
down
is
a bit.
The sharpest knife. There's no reason for him to be like a lightsaber.
They have a patented
sharp technology.
Sharpening technology. It's like a little tiny triangle.
Yeah.
Or like a shark tooth.
Yeah.
It's a wild technology, but it's great.
I assume this is a woman. She said, while high, she let someone take nude photos of her. I assume it's a woman again. Embarrassing poses and all. And they got sent to my mother, they said.
Oh, what?
Was too high to care, though.
Well, that's more than weed.
It'd be more embarrassing if it was a dude.
It would be more embarrassing if it was a dude. Because what embarrassing poses?
If you get happy too high, baby. You just sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're stoned.
Someone else said 83 gallons of chocolate peanut butter ice cream.
Yeah.
The dump I took the next day was legendary.
Jeez. How many gallons?
3.
Mm. Yeah, I've never gone to 3.
Rookie.
Ooh. And you can imagine what happened to this person. What I regret doing while high, I went to a dominatrix show in Bangkok. What did they do to him?
Oh, he's still there.
Yeah. He's tied up. I'm texting you now. I'm tied up under the stage.
He's allowed to walk 20 feet in the chains he's in.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh my God. A Bangkok dominatrix show.
Yeah. Just going to Bangkok is you're just taking a real risk.
Scary, dude.
You're just taking a real risk. You only go there, right, to
get up to stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
I bet you they made his dick bleed.
Oh, I'm sure they just burned his nipples right off him right away.
Ah! Big American, tough, tough.
Tough, tough. Tough, tough.
Tough, tough. All right. Framing Rod!
Oh, no!
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.